Hilchos Geneva, Perek Zayin Chastes, finishing Hilchos Geneva. Perek Zayin, the Rambam is mavayid, the prohibition of making false weights and scales. Wacha alaf, shoyke lachaveri b'mishko is chaseiros, min ha-mishko sh'eskimo olav b'nei oisa medina. Someone who weighs with a weight that is contrary to the custom standard of that community, oy ha-moedet b'mida chaseira min ha-mida sh'eskimo olav, who measures with a defunct measuring cup, that is a oiver b'loi sase, sh'nem loi sasu, of a b'mishpat b'mida b'mishko v'masura. Based off of the shomayda the shekel chaser ganev, even though one who was doing so was a dacha ganev, ain a meshalim tashlum mikafel. El meshalim lehamido a mishkal, he has to repay him for the amount that he cheated him. Ain loikin alav zeh bepnis shehu chayv betashlumin. Gimel komi shemashu beveisay bechanusim mida chaser mishkal chaser. One who keeps in his house an improper measure weight, oiver b'leisase shnem lo yilecha bechischa. Like the Isra of Chametz or the Isra of Edazar, you can't even have it in your Roshus. Afir l'lasis hamida ovit, shomim raglayim osur. Sh'af apir she'en zeh l'kech v'mecherba, he's having it for display or for some other use. Still prohibited to have it in his Roshus. Shem yavim yishe'en yedei shichaseira v'yim digba. V'mleken alav zeh sh'harei ein boy maiser. Isra is to keep it in your Roshus. Fine. Da'od hoi hamidus hamishkal shol b'nei ho'ir chasum izbo chesim yudua, v'zei hamidu imishkal ha'chaseirim v'loi chesam. As a mutl shahuysan nishar tashmishi habayis, if there is an identifying factor about the false weight that gives it away that it's not authentic, then you can't keep it because nobody will make the mistake of using it. If a coin in those days the value of the weight of the coin was its value, so if part of it was chipped off, so its weight and value were lessened, he shouldn't use it as a weight. Use it as a pendant. Anyway, the way is to destroy it. Hey. If it got split exactly in half, so potentially it's a half measure, then he can keep it. If only less than a sixth of it was chipped off, yikayim losses for losses bar. Because up to a shtos is no ainah. Fine. Aval loylo mishkal, but you cannot use it for weighing. Shekal pachas mishtos moichlum by reva aldam b'masa b'matam. Fine. As we'll see in Hilchos Mekach HaMemke. Well, selo shenifka b'emtza. The thickness was it kind of got thinned out. Also linkar oisa lahorag oy l'charam. It's prohibited to give it over to or to sell it to a reitzeach or to a listim. Mipnei shemeramin ba'as achirim. Aval noikva v'tei lo oisa b'tzavar akatan. Zayin. Oisa adam yidoisa saa. A person can make measurements in the following sizes. A saw, half a saw, a chatzi saw, a revi saw, a kav, a chetzi kav, a revi, a kav, a chetzi a revi, a shmin ha revi. An eighth of a quarter of a kav. Avlo yasen a kabayim, shalik tischal of bereva ha saw. Shuhu kav, a mechza. Chem bemida salach, so when it comes to making measuring cups for containing wet items, liquid items, oi sehin, a chatzi hin, a revi sahin, a log, a chetzi log, a revi sa shminis, a echad mishmeinen bishminis. So when it comes to liquids, we say you can make, even though the seemingly within reason of making a mistake of measuring. Because going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, they have those kalim. So unlike the dry measures, these liquid measures you can keep, even though they're very similar in size. Ches. Just like it's forbidden to steal from a goy and from a yid, the same applies for false measures. If one tricked his friend in terms of measuring a piece of land, people or partners who are not moichel when it comes to even the small amounts of change, they're very makpid about how much comes in, how much comes out. Shechtifu chedek bechelek. Oy lovim imenu maichol vehechzeloi. Oyvri mishum mido, mishum mishkol, mishum mino, mishum loivim v'peirim b'yomtiv. It's prohibited to tell Yechaver, lend me and I'll pay you back. He cannot make that on yomtiv because it's gzeda shom yichtiv. So because these individuals are makbid, kechut asayri with their finances, then any exchange or any barter has to be measure for measure. Now, you extend the boundaries and you add it from your shatach to your shatach from somebody else's, even a finger breadth. If you stole land in Eretz Yisrael, that Isir is over only in Eretz Yisrael. The base culture anshon shal midas yasim anshon shal arayis. When it comes to cheating in business, it's worse than the isur of arayis, or the punishment of arayis. Shezeh beinu lebein habakim, zeh beinu lebein chaveiro. V'chol hakefi b'mitzis midas kekoyfir b'tzis mitzrayim shi'tchila satzivoy. V'chol makabel lolav mitzis midas eriz emoid b'tzis mitzrayim shi'gormo l'chol atzivoyin. Perik shmini. This perik drama is mavai the inyan of making sure the tzadchi of making sure that you have correct measure, measuring instruments. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Eser L'tzadik L'mizneim V'hamishkalis V'midays Yofe Yofe L'dachtik B'chashbein B'shas Asi Yosem. Make them perfect. Shneim V'mayiz Nitzadik Av Nitzadik Eifas Tzadik V'hin Tzadik Yil V'chem V'chem B'midays HaKarka Tzach L'dachtik B'chashbein B'shichas HaKarka Al P'yoi Korem HaMizborim B'chis V'agimatriyois Oh, Shafil M'li Etzba Min HaKarka Rain Oysa Kilo Hi M'nei Karkoim. Even a small inch of real estate is still very valuable. If the four cubits around a ditch on the ground, we'll have dafke makbid to measure and include it in the area. And the area that is right near a riverbank, because that area belongs to the public, so they can tie their ships down and carry packages on and off the ships onto the riverbank. You shouldn't use the measuring utensil, the same one in the winter and the summer, because of the heat, it shrinks during the summer season. Because they rust and they chip off. The machak is a piece that they would file over a kli that contained the contents of what he was selling to give him the exact amount of the keli, not more. So they would sift off the top layer of the keli. That's the machak. Shouldn't make that out of a gourd, because it doesn't entirely sift off. It's very thin, it's very light. It wouldn't take off the top layer. That machak should be made of metal, because it's going to take off too much of the top layer. Because by doing so, if you're going to be makbid on scraping off the top layer, you're going to get off too much, and it's going to damage the moichik. So it has to be done in a intermediate manner, so that both the moicha and the lekeach are happy with the amount that was deducted for the purchase. Zayin, ein toimin enes ha-mishkalis b'melach kedei she-yivchasu. Apparently the salt would corrode the weights and it would remove the heaviness of the weights. V'lo yartiach b'midas alach b'eishu meidid. Afilo hoisa amida ketana b'yosid. Shari ha-toir hekpid al hamidas b'chol shuhu. Because the Torah was makbid even for a small amount. Shenemar uvamasura v'himida ketana echad mishloisha ushloishim belug. Which is a teeny amount, which in modern measurements would be about 9 centimeters cubed, according to some opinions. Ches, moichei ashashir shabazav chayitza bahen, those who sell shards of glass. So now the Ram is going to give the shear for the stem that holds the cups for the weights, for the cups of the scales, and the string onto which that stem is suspended. So the string that he holds has to be 3 tefachim in height. And the strings from the cups of the scale to the bar to which it is attached has to be at least 3 tefachim. It has to be enough so that there is 3 tefachim space from the cup to the floor. The string that he holds, the rest of the scales to be 2 tefachim in height. The string to which the scale is suspended from the chinchut miznaim shel zav shel mechel agam and toiv, or ke shalishutz boys, gvei min haaretz shalishutz boys, va'erech apelus va'erech shal shaloi shaloi kefi ma shahu reitzer. Fine. Good base. Minayin shachayv ha'mechel achriel lekech be'esha shaykaloi. How do we know that when the mechel is selling something, that he should tip the lokeach with something? Shnemer even shlim of a tzedek. Amar teira tzaltik mishalcha of a ten loy. In addition to what the lokeach is buying, you should use the machak to add something additional to the buy. V'kamo, how much? V'lach echad l'meo. V'yavish echad abe meis. Ketzad. Machal li es litre in lach. So you give 1%. Nesan le grumen echad miasar be litro. V'im the grumen is the additional amount. If you gave 20 measures of yavish, so you would have to give one for every 400. So nice and like grumen echad me esrim belitra. Again, if you chesh min zeh bin rav bin ma'at, have the ratio correct. The band of our mamurim, when do we say that this is the measurements that have to be added to the lekeach? B'makim shenogu limker ayin ba'ayin, with an exact measure. B'makim shenogu lahachria, chayv lahachria loy tefach. I know if he's selling on a scale, then the tefach, the scale should be outweighed tefach more than what he originally purchased. Measure out for me in individual units and give a hechre for each individual one. No, because then the lekech is going to end up with much more than what he bought. Meaning, if he's selling in a large or small measuring cup, those are the measuring cups that they should use. Limchek leyigdash uyesev v'damim. If they are moichek, meaning they give an exact measure without adding, he shouldn't then add and ask for additional pay. No, give what exactly the lekech is paying for. V'chein imnogu leyigdash leyimcheis leyimchek v'yivcheis min adamim. Don't give him less and detract from the price. Elo moedit kemining amedina. They shouldn't add more to a sixth of the common weights that are used in that location. Siton is a person who buys wholesale in large amounts. He then sells it off to retail store owners who will sell it off to an end buyer. Should clean out his vessels once every 30 days. Bal habayis achas ha-shnimus ha-chedesh. Lechem v'ni mekenech midoysev pamayim b'shabas, twice a week. Mamach mishkoloysev pamachas b'shabas mekenech miznayim akol mishko v'mishko kadeh shelo yachlidu. Yutesem b'vakash yishko shloy sheriv litra. And he only has full measures. He doesn't have halves and quarters. What should he do? So nesem litra b'chaf miznayim. V'abosor uravi litra b'chaf shnia. He should place against it a counterweight with the contents of the item he's selling in the other cup. Shemata imen neisen chata litro rovi litro b'chaf achas shemiyapul rovi litro vein alekech le'eu. Could be that quarter litro is going to fall off and he's only going to buy half or three quarters of what he's looking to purchase. So put the initial weight balancing on one side and a counterweight on the other side to give the exact measure for the lekech. Chav chayavim beisen lahamid shoytrim v'chol midinu v'dinu v'chol pelech v'pelech each location. So making sure there's no price gouging. Whoever is found in his rishos that they have false weights, to shmeis him as much as he's able to withstand. Whoever is raising the prices, question is, what happens when everybody colludes to raise the prices? And
they all get shmeist.
Fine. Perek Tishi. In this perek, the name is Mevai, the Isser of Gain of Nefesh and Habab Mechteres. Lach Alf, Kol Gain of Nefesh, Misrael, whoever kidnaps, human trafficking, Oiv Belisa, Shnemer Li Signoif. Pasak Zel, Omer Baser Set Dvarim, who has Harid, Lagain of Nefashus, Vachin Hamoichroi. Oiv Belisa, Shazer Bechal, Yamachum and Keres Ovid. Ain like an Alshani Lavan Eil, Mutnish, Lav Shinit, and Lazar Mises Besen. Shnemer Kimatish Gain of Nefesh, Misrael, Bechenek, these individuals, Achai Chenek. So whenever we have the harder punishment, he gets the more serious punishment. Base ain't a gun of chayiv. Mises Chanak Achigin Vesas Yisrael, he has to follow, meet the criteria, has to steal a yid, v'yach nesana l'rushus, they bring him into his domain, v'yishtamish boy, use him for service, v'yimkeren l'achinim, and then sell him off. Sh'nami v'yisamir boy, u'mechori. V'filo v'yishtamish boy, elu b'pachas, m'shava prute, k'gein sh'nish, n'alav, v'nismach boy, yafa bisho, an nignav yashin, her is an yishtamish boy. Any amount, even if it's of less than a shava prute's worth of work that the nignav, that the person who was captured, did for his captor, that is enough, sufficient enough to fulfill that criteria. Gimel, gnavim neshtamish bayim mechare. If he kidnapped him, used him for work and then sold him off. Vadain hanignav b'rashus atzmai. But the whole time, the person who was kidnapped was within his own house. The guy pushed, took his house over. V'lo yichnisa haganav l'rashus soy. The guy never took him into his own house. Potter, because he had one of the criteria is to bring him into the ganav l'rashus. Gnavim v'itzi l'rashus soy. V'neshtamish bayim v'lo yimechare. Oy mechare kidn neshtamish bayim. Oy neshtamish bayim. He sold off the captured individual to a relative of his. He has to sell him off to someone who's not his family.
One
who steals a relative of his son or his younger brother. Fascinating. Same shaykhs that a father has with a son, a teacher has with a student. This guy captured someone who was never in his rishos. Whether he stole a gadol, he kidnapped a gadol, or a baby who was just born after a full term. Whoever you kidnap, echad again of Esa Yisraeli, Ishagon of Gera, Evan Meshuch, Shnem and Nefesh Meyachav, Elo Bechlal Achina Batayda B'mitzvah Hen. However, the gain of so evident, Misha Chesi Evad V'Chesi Ben Choyin, Potter, in that situation, would be Potter, and Halacha Zayin, Baba Mechteres, Bein Bayoim, Bein Belaylo, Ein Lo Yidomim, I know he's a dead man. Ela Im Harogi Balabai, so Yishar Adam, Pturim. Rishus Yeshlo Keir Lohorgi, Bein Bechay, Bein Meshabes, Bechol Misa Shechirin HaMisa Shnemer, Ein Lo Yidomim. The Rebbe makes a dik when we talk about Gan Vapu Machtata Rachman Akaria, that a Yid can believe in Hashem, but it's believes, yeah, he's standing by the boy. What type of boy? A Bob Machteres, Nish Tama Ganav. It's a guy who has an intent to kill the Balabayas. That individual who's standing by Pu Machtata can also be sometimes Rachman Akaria. Fine. Ches, Echad Bob Machteres, a Ganav Hashanim Sebesech Gagashul Adam, whether he's coming in through a tunnel or climbing over a roof, he's coming for money, he's not coming to kill. Yod, hay had a bottle of balabai, she's a gun of a boy, love, a no hurgay. Oh, so if we can have full assumption, full knowledge that the gun will not kill the balabais, vloy ba ella, ella liski mom, and he's only coming to steal money, also the hurgay, then the balabais cannot kill the gun. Vim harogan, if he does, that is a hurting nefesh. Shnemer, im zor ha shemesh al love. The haino. Im boro lucha adover, ka shemesh. She eshli shalom imcha, al targeo. If the balabais knows that the gun is not going to kill him, don't kill him. The fikach of habab mechteres albanoi. A father who's trying to steal from his son. Ainu nerav. Shavadei sheinu hergei. Zazich hazach. The father will not kill his child. Aval haben habol aviv nerag. Yud aleph. Chen haganav shaganav v'yatza. He already left. Oishulaganav. Umitzo yotze min mechteres. Hayvul pana oirif. Ainu roidif. He's already on his way out. Yesh lo yidamin. V'chein imikifu edem ibnei adam. If he's surrounded and people are on him, he cannot be killed. He should not be killed. Meaning
Why is he going to that location? Because he doesn't want to have a physical interaction with the owner. So we can assume if he's going to those locations, that if someone does kill him, that individual would be chayv misa, or there would be punishment. With gimel. Kol ganav sheyesh li damim, any ganav who we do not say that his blood is free. Even off of all of gal the Shabbos, if a pile of a wool of stones does fall on him, v'fachin alav. Vim shavar kelim b'viyasei, chayv bet ashlomin. Avim yisho ein lay damim, shashavar kelim b'viyasei, patur, kamoy shubi yarno, because there is dach, he's chayv the more harbor punishment.